pretty subtle.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to worship here at Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether this is your first time with us or you've been here your whole life, we are so glad that you're worshiping here with us today. You may have noticed that Melissa is not here. She started her doctoral work, and so right now she is in between classes and frantically writing papers and having a wonderful time. So let's all wish her luck, and she'll be back in a couple weeks. We have a lot of exciting announcements today, so I'm just going to start with today and keep going in order. First off, if anybody missed our star gifts during Epiphany Week yesterday, and you would like to get a star that can sort of carry you throughout the year, then please come to the office and grab one. Last week we celebrated Epiphany by handing out stars that had words on them, words to help us focus our life and help us think more about God. And so if you would like one of those and haven't grabbed one, just come by the office. We also have confirmation today, right after worship. And so we'll be meeting in room 2, talking about the Bible. Looking forward to seeing the confirmands there. There's also a lot of dates right now coming up for the youth to RSVP. So if you want to come to Movie Madness, which is this Friday, I have to have your permission slip today. Come find me. Give it to me. It will be a great time. And the Senior High Annual Retreat is also coming up from the 23rd to the 25th, and that signed permission slip and money also needs to be in today. So please let me know if you're interested in coming.
Hello, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Alex. I wanted to give a quick reminder about the Jamaican Coffee House, which is next Saturday night, the 17th. The Coffee House is GPC's primary fundraiser for the Jamaican Senior High trip, and it's fun for the whole family. And for anyone who hasn't gone, it's amazing to see the room over there transformed into what looks like this amazing Jamaican jungle. There's food and world-class entertainment, and it's a night of eating pie and listening to some Taylor Swift karaoke, so if that sounds like fun, this is definitely for you. Of course, to make such an effort possible, we need volunteers. Volunteering is possible in two ways, providing donated food and desserts to sell, and of course, performing. If you or anyone you know has an obscure talent, I encourage you to sign up at the kiosk. I hope to see you all there.
Good morning. This is a reminder for anyone who wasn't at choir rehearsal this morning that, as per our practice for the next few months, we'll be rehearsing today, the second Sunday of the month, after worship in the adult lounge, 11:15 or whenever we're done. And if you've been interested in singing at any point some more contemporary folk popular music, we're going to be using these later rehearsals to focus on some of that sort of repertoire. So please join us if you're at all interested, 11:15. Choir rehearsal in the adult lounge.
Hola, good morning. Just wanted to invite everyone here personally to come to our Guatemala Partners meeting on Wednesday night at 7:30. We're going to be making a trip to Guatemala again in July of this year, and so we've started planning for that. And so if you've had any interest in finding out more about this wonderful partnership we have with Batavia Presbyterian Church, the Garden's Edge in New Mexico, and the work we're doing in Robinal, Guatemala, this is a good time to come and ask questions and find out why so many people want to go. We have a bunch of new people interested this year, so you're all invited to come. Thanks.
Good morning. Activity potluck. Number one is coming up on January 25th, and we'd like to invite you to bring your own crock pot, because there's going to be soup and a bowl to serve your soup, your favorite bread. You don't have to bring everything, one of these, okay? salad and dessert. We're looking forward to see you after the congregational meeting. Thank you.
Oh,
Well, it's appropriate I follow Gladstone, because after the potluck supper, the GPS group team, GPS God's Path Seekers, we've been working for some time now looking at the structure, the budget process, and the staffing of the church, and would like some feedback from the congregation. So after the potluck, we will be addressing and telling you where we're at and looking for input to see where we should be going. Thank you.
The 25th is going to be an exciting day for the church. That's when we'll be ordaining and installing our new elders, deacons, and trustees. We thought it was polite to wait until Melissa got back. Then we'll be having our annual meeting, and then the potluck and GPS time. So be sure to be there for some time to talk about where the church has been in this past year and where we're coming moving forward. Now let us worship God together.
I invite you to stand as you're able and join me in the call to worship. Behold, the new day that God has made. Feel God's touch on our lives. Hear the voice of the heavens.
It proclaims the goodness of creation to all our citizens.
Let us open our hearts together to God's presence in our lives this morning.
Let us worship God here among us.
Please join me in prayer. Holy God, you know every part of our lives and welcome us even as we struggle. And yet we hide from you, worried that you cannot forgive us and afraid to change the way we live. We feel too proud to admit that we need your grace and acceptance. Instead, we seek comfort in ways that distance us from you and from those around us. Forgive us, God. Remind us that in every moment you are present with us and your grace is eternal. Jesus was told that you are my beloved, my child. With you I am well pleased. These words are waiting for every child of God, and they are waiting for you. Now will the children please come forward and join me by the font. Forward. Yep, we're going to move a little bit closer here today. All right, make sure and get nice and close, okay? I want you guys to go ahead and be able to touch the water. You guys close enough? Yep. All right, you think you're good? You can come around here. Just don't hit your head. No tall people. All right, there we go. Today, all about when Jesus was baptized, the time when Jesus came with his friends and people who cared about him and came to get baptized, just like I bet lots of you were baptized right here in this church. So who knows who was baptized here? A lot of you, yeah. Was anyone baptized somewhere else? I was. You too? All right, here we go. Good. Oh. We put the water on people when we baptize them to let them know how much God loves them, that we're going to take care of them. Go ahead and touch the water. You guys want to mess with it a little? Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Nope, not feeling it. All right. Yeah, everything's cold today. Water started out warm, not so much anymore. Here, there's a towel you guys can dry off. Here, go ahead and touch it. Yeah. Come on in. We baptize people in water to let them know how much God loves them. And every time we get to feel water and splash around, yeah, come on in. We can remember how much God loves us. So here's a question for you. Have you guys ever had face paint? Yes? Okay. What kind of stuff have you had painted on your face? What thing? The snake. Okay. What else? And a bee. That's pretty good. All right, what about you?
Pluto.
Pluto? Oh, that's so cute. Okay, what are you? A spider. All right, that's pretty good. So when you guys have face paint, everyone can see it, right? But then it washes off, right? Maybe before you go to bed so you don't make a mess. But when we get baptized, that's a mark that stays on us. It goes right up here on our forehead with the water. And no matter where we go, God can always see it and know that we're part of God's family. And that's a mark that God can always see on us. To always know that we're loved and we're special here in the church. So you guys will remember that you're special and God loves you, right? Okay, let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for loving us. Help us to love each other. Amen. All right, time for Sunday school. Yep.